First up, we are talking about Operation Cataract. And this is, like many operations here in South Africa, something that has been placed on the back burner as a result of the COVID pandemic. Islamic Council of South Africa recently announced that they were going to be holding their second cataract camp. This is after lockdown, which has happened already. It took place on the 14th and the 15th of November 2020 at the Laratong Hospital in the West Rand. And like we all know, COVID-19 has had a devastating effect on all elective operations, causing them to be suspended. And due to this cataract backlog, backlog has grown very high in hospitals all across South Africa. And it is therefore the object or the goal of ICSA with their partners at the Islamic Medical Association and OCAF to do as many cataract camps as possible so as to reduce this backlog, as well as provide, with the help of Allah, the gift of sight to all who are unable to see. Let's find out more about the operation, the latest cataract camp, as well as the plans for this rollout going forward. Dr. Shabir Hussain, who heads the ophthalmology department at the Laratong Hospital, also the president of the Islamic Circle of Southern Africa in Johannesburg, joins us on the line. Dr. Shabir, I thank you so much for your time. Shukran and welcome.
Thank you very much, and Jazakallah for calling me. Assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A good pleasure speaking to you this evening. Let's just take a few steps back, Doctor, before we talk about the latest developments as well as the plans going forward. These cataract camps have been happening under your auspices for some time?
Yes, alhamdulillah. This is the program the Muslim community, especially the Islamic Medical Association, Islamic Circle of Southern Africa and AUKAF, and some other organizations are doing with me since 2005. So it's 15 years this program is going on. Alhamdulillah, we are using the public hospital facility, and we use the ophthalmologist from private, from the government, but we sponsor them, and they come and do the work of cataract operations on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And alhamdulillah, this program is going on for 15 years, but last like 5 to 6 years, we have been rapid in doing the more cataract, because more people are aware of this facility and more people are involved sponsoring this project. Alhamdulillah, by now, we have done more than 7,000 free operations into the public hospitals on the weekend. So this is, alhamdulillah, a service the Muslim community is providing as a part of their service to humanity, as a part of the responsibility as a deen. We are responsible to the other people, other brothers, other creation of Almighty Allah. Even if it's non-Muslim, we must help them. So we are providing the gift of vision to the people who are blind from cataract.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is your personal, field of expertise. So that would be, part of the reason of your interest in this. But I mean, this is a wider group, doctor, of Muslim doctors who I would imagine could prioritize different projects in terms of choosing cataract and doing these camps. What would be some of the reasons why this, from perhaps other potential camps or other potential interventions, has been prioritized?
Yeah, the blindness is such a curse that a person who is blind, he cannot do anything. Even if it is a powerful person, but he cannot do. He can't walk to the toilet. He cannot read. It's a very, very difficult situation. And fortunately, the operation only is for 30 to 40 minutes. And the very next day, the patient is able to see. So this is such a miraculous outcome that communities are too much interested in this one, and they sponsor us to buy the lenses, to buy the consumables, and to provide the services as a doctor, as a nurses. So alhamdulillah, because the results are so marvelous, they are interested to provide this service to the people. And the people, sometimes when we remove the patch, an anesthetic from the eye, they scream, they shout, they say, thank God, thank doctor, thank to people who worked for us. So alhamdulillah, this is a very rewarding procedure, alhamdulillah. And other doctors, nurses, community people, businessmen, they are interested and they are helping me. But in last 6 months, from April to September, 6 months, where we were planning to have at least 1,000 operations to be done in the public hospitals, but we couldn't do a single operation and the patients were accumulated. At least 1,000 patients in one hospital we could have done. But we just started in October, and we have done two already, and third is coming on 5th and 6th of December. So alhamdulillah, we are carry on, and we are with the grace of God Almighty, are done after the COVID 44 operations, 84 operation, two camps, and we will inshallah carry on from the new year as well.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about how the liaison works with the public hospitals. As you say, you're doing it at the public hospitals. You know, are you using patients that are already on their waiting list, or, you know, do people come specifically from this camp? What does the hospital provide, and what do you provide?
I am head of the department of Leratong Hospital, and I'm the in charge of the eye care program. So what we do, that we use the public hospital facility, especially Leratong where I was working. So we use the facility of the hospital, which is empty during the weekend. And we use that facility, and we consumables provide, and some other stuff we provide. But basically, it's a theater time, which is not available, and we make it available over the weekend. And currently, we use Leratong Hospital, Sibokeng Hospital, and Thele Mukharane or Natal Spirit Hospital. But usually, during the year, so we used to use Amtata Hospital in Transkei. We used to use Clerkstop Hospital and some other facilities. And actually, the Department of Health has signed a memorandum of understanding with me as a president of this project. And they have allowed us, we can go all the hospital in the Gauteng province and provide this service. And they cooperate with us. The deputy director of this region, Babella, who is in deputy director in Gauteng, she is looking after this thing, and they are very happy with this project. All the celebrities from the Department of Health, other big people from the government, they have been coming to the celebration when they collect on Monday and will remove the patches. They are happy. They listen talks to the Muslim scholars. They are some political leaders. They come here, they talk, and they show the happiness to them that we are happy as a leader, as your brothers, sisters. So it is a proper project. It is which is recognized by the Gauteng Department of Health. Even in national, some people know it, that it is going on. Alhamdulillah, we are trying to expand this program as much as we can, but this court kind of hurdles come in the way. But still, we are thinking that this is very, very super, very specialized procedure. Nobody can do anyway. It should be public hospital with all the facilities. That's why we have to go to public hospital to do this one.
Mm-hmm. It's really amazing, important work that you're doing. Doctor, as far as the specialists who conduct these operations, do you assemble those yourself? Are they part of your organization, your circle?
Yes, we ophthalmologists are not many, maybe 400 in the whole country. And then, especially Gauteng, we know the people, each other, and they know the program is carry on, and they provide their services. Then I contact them, and we have a manager of our this cataract project. He contacts them, he provides the information, and they offer their services. There are about 20 to 25 ophthalmologists. They come different times, and they give their services and provide operations. In one day, if a surgeon can do in normal days, we do 5, 6, or 7 operations because that's 1% can do. But in a catered project, when we use, other theaters are also available. So sometimes we use 2 theaters, 3 theaters because surgical, orthopedic, other theaters are available over the weekend. And usually we use 3 theaters, 3 surgeons, and approximately 20 other health workers. And usually we do 10 in a operation theater, 60, 70, 80 operation we do over the weekend. And this is a number usually we don't achieve in whole month. Mm-hmm. So, alhamdulillah, this strategy developed with time. And we realize that this can be possible. And we achieve the target large operations, but we don't disturb the other function of the hospital. Even we don't admit the patient overnight. We take as an outpatient. We admit into the clinic. We prepare in the clinic, do the operation in theater, and then immediately we discharge. There is no burden over the ward or the hospitals as such. So this is a quite amazing thing which is coming out with the passage of time.
As far as the impact of COVID, Doctor, you've mentioned the role that COVID had to play in delaying the camps that you've had, creating a bigger backlog. But beyond that, as far as the way you conduct these camps at the moment, has this put some sort of additional pressures on you in perhaps the type of sensitivity or the type of precautions you have to take?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we actually have designed a new system that is a mobile cataract unit. So we, with the help of a different organization, we bought a truck and we bought all the necessary equipment. So we have everything with us. So we can go to any hospital which has a facility of doing operation. We use their facility and we can go there and do the operation. This is an extraordinary additional thing which is in progress. We are nearly finished with that one. All the equipment are with us. So we can go some hospitals where there are some lack of equipment. Some hospitals have no microscope. Some hospitals have no scans, so they cannot do operation. Some hospitals, like in Eastern, there's a hospital. They haven't done operation for years, but there's ophthalmologist because they don't have equipment. So we have equipment. We will travel there, and we provide them everything, even the doctors. They work together. Then our number will increase, inshallah ta'ala. So we are nearly doubling our capacity by having this mobile unit. And we have a center, Islamic Circle of Southern Africa, or IMA. We have a center in Auckland Park. And we have make available a huge office for this truck, which will be staying there, lenses, everything will be having there. And we will travel to different parts of Gauteng at the present moment, and we can provide service. We are nearly finished with all the arrangements.
I'll ask you about how the community can pitch in and your call to the community in just a bit. Just tell us briefly about the recent camp that you concluded about 2 weeks back, the Laratong camp, and the next camp that you've planned, the immediate next camp.
Yes, we actually take the backlog from the hospital list. So hospital, if we talk about Laratong, it's 1 million people this hospital caters. And some other people, they contact through our different friends and doctors. They send the patient to me that this is, if you can help. Then I especially have requested hospital that if I refer a patient, then you can please include. So I am referring sometimes 10, sometimes 15 patients in a camp who come outside of Laratong Hospital, and then we accommodate them and we do the operation. So our operations last time was 44. There was 2 theaters we use and 2 days. There's an additional load is that each and every patient who come to hospital, we have to do COVID test. before we do operation. So that is another process. We do the test in one day, the results come. So extra burden to the department. But we do this one. 44 patients were done, and last time there was lots of the people came there. They celebrate the success and gift of vision with them. And 44 people, they were singing songs and they were singing different prayers. And really, it is very moving moment for me. 15 years I'm in this field with the cataract, but still I become emotional. Sometimes tears run out of my eyes that, yes, this is the work to give a priority. And I should not be tired. I should not be stopped this process. I must carry on. So alhamdulillah, I'm still working, not retired yet. So I want to carry on this work and want to create other stations where it can be taken out. I have prepared some surgeons who will take over this work. And they say, no, we'll take out once I retire or whatever. So alhamdulillah, I want this thing to carry on. 200,000 people in South Africa waiting for this cataract operation. They are blind, sitting at home. Even in Gauteng, 35,000 patients are waiting for operations. And I saw a patient, he said he has been waiting for 4 years. He is going to have been going to a big hospital in Soweto. And 4 years, they say, next year. It's heartbreaking when they tell us a story. But sometimes people come to us on Friday and Saturday, Sunday, we do the operation. Inshallah, I want to dream that this type of service should be provided to the blind people. At least they will go back to their normal life.
Indeed, Dr. So, special efforts are being made to reduce that backlog. Doctors are volunteering their services. People are pitching in. This would occur in a shorter period of time. People would not have to wait so long if more camps occur. And, it also takes out so many other costs if people were to be waiting for such a long period of time, commuting up and down, or if, people really become desperate and, would even have to try other options to get a cataract operation. So the facilities have been put in place. You've perfected the system, as you said, and over a period of time, since the inception of this project, something like 7,000 free cataract operations have occurred. This is obviously the time to ask whether it's professionals, whether it's the community, to be able to pitch in, to be able to give this gift of sight to many, many more while waiting. What's your call to the community?
See, if a person goes to a private facility, at least price in a private hospital is 20,000 rand. And many, many of people, they haven't seen 20,000 once in their lifetime. So how they can have this facility done? So we provide many things in a way that our cost for one operation is about 2,000 rand. You can imagine with this effort, alhamdulillah, for 20,000 rand, a person can have the one cataract, but we do 10 operations in the same cost. And this is from the help from the community. I would suggest that the people like Harun Dayev doctor's family, this MAC powder, and Islamic Medical Association, many other organizations, the Habib Overseas Bank and Zurich Bank, they come, sometimes they help like 10,000, 50,000, even the doctors who are working like orthopedic specialists, neurosurgeons, one of the doctor who is a vascular surgeon, he gave 3 days ago 50,000 rand, that doctor, you can carry on work, I will support you. So we need 2,000 rand per person. If somebody want to sponsor, give 2,000 rand, and inshallah, a cataract operation will be performed, a blind person will be able to see again.
It's amazing, doctor, and you could provide us with the contact detail. People would be able to be in touch with if they'd like that. But before I ask you for that, just give us more detail. I mean, I'm just so interested. It sounds totally amazing. And every time, you know, no matter how many times you do this, I can imagine the effect that it has, that you know, fuzzy, magical, amazing, warming effect it has for somebody to be able to see again. Just share with us some of the scenes and the sights that you encounter, as you say, when people take off that patch.
Yeah, you see, I did an operation about a month ago, and then I said, let me see this patient, what she does. She was taking the patch, both eye blind, for a year, and she was quite like 55, that was age. She was a strong lady, but she was sitting with the husband, can't see anything. So when she removed the patch, and then she was looking around. She was looking, but as if she is not seeing. She doesn't believe. She thought she is hallucinating. And after a minute, she said, "Doctor, I can see you. I can see your tie. Hey, you are wearing this this color of." And then she start non-stop talking. She said, "Oh, I am very happy." I said, "Who is this one?" "He is my husband. He is looking after me for the last 1 year. Now I will cook for him. Now he will go to work. I will clean my house. I never clean my house. I will go to the toilet myself." She stopped. Non-stop, she was talking to the other people who were sitting around. She was going one by one, start shaking hands with the other ladies, that I am very happy. I see, doctor, thank you very much. Thank you very much, this Muslim. I am thanking you very much, Muslim. I am very happy. So she was talking like non-stop, and she was very happy. Many times it happened, and I have been seeing this thing. Some people, they shout like that. We have actually made a short video, like 14 minutes, to show all the patients. And the patient really, when they see it, it's very become emotional because they experience this thing, what is a blindness. Now, alhamdulillah, they see, and they are very counter. I will share experience. There was a lady, she was very outspoken. She's about 5-6 years ago, she spoke to the minister, that, "Minister, I'm blind from two eyes. Help me." I go that hospital. They say, "No, we can't help you now after a year." Ultimately, she went to the minister's MEC's office. He said, "I can't see. Help me." They make a note and send to me. It was on Thursday or Friday. We did the operation on Sunday. Monday she was able to see. Then she make a speech that I'm very happy, I see with one eye. Then after some time we did the second eye. This lady was so impressed. She went to Alvarado Park. She became a community leader. She started working for the other people. And ultimately she become a counselor. And she is MSc of welfare now with Mr. Jeff, who is Lord Mayor of Johannesburg. About 20th of September, she came to our center. She made a speech, unbelievable speech. She shared the experience that she asked people, "Switch on lights. Why you're in dark?" And they said, "Mama, it is not light. You can't see. You're blind." Then she was screaming with sorrow that, "I can't see. I'm blind." And once, she said, "I got this operation. Now I involve myself in the community. Now I'm standing in front of you as a community leader, as a counselor, as an MMC. So she was there, and our mayor was there. Many other people. It's a convention of Islamic Circle of Southern Africa in Auckland Park. And that speech people saw, they were stunned. They were listening as if they are listening in magic. But she is there and community, leading the community. And she said one thing. She said, "I am Christian, but I still keep that Quran you gave me and respect that Quran and put it on top in a higher place. And thank you very much, Muslim community or ICSA and IMA and Awqaf." She is quite learned and she is leader now. So it changed people's life in a way that she is trying like other people's life as well.
Doctor, that's just you know, so absolutely warming, and just again confirming the value that's added by a project like this. You know, some things, you know, if people contribute towards alleviating hunger or health, these make an indelible impression on people, more than, you know, perhaps any sort of other other interactions or other intellectual exercises can have. So absolutely, absolutely valuable and excellent work that you are doing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you and your team. Before you go, just a telephone number that you'd be able to share with the community where people would be able to get in contact with you regarding this project?
Yes, I can share with my cell phone now, but we will share our banking detail and other telephone number to you if you don't mind, because I don't remember everything now. But my cell phone number is 083-293-4892. My name is Dr. Shabir Hussain.
All right, perfect. People would be able to get in touch with you and get all the necessary details. That number is 083-293-4892. Doctor, I thank you so much for your time.
It's
great speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
And assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh.
Is the president of the Islamic Circle of South Africa, as well as the head of Department of Ophthalmology at the Leratong Hospital, talking to us about the cataract camps that are being held, have been held for a long period of time and need to be accelerated because of a huge backlog, done at a fraction of the price, sponsored by the community, and with amazing results and amazing feedback. Dr. Shabir Hussain speaking to us this evening.